home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong
or Dr. Paola Castellanos,
now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Side and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
It is Party Line. Good morning, good morning. It is Thursday morning, a little rainy out there, but that's okay. We're going to be talking to Kimberly Deck here in just a little bit, but right now another Kimberly has joined us on the telephone. Good morning.
Hi, Shan.
How are you?
I got a question for you. When is the New Hope Bazaar?
Boy, that's a good question. That is coming up, let's see, it's the second Saturday in September, whatever that is, Kimberly.
Oh, okay.
So I'll have somebody reach out to you and give you that. I'll give you a call and get that date for sure.
Oh, okay. Oh, and one more thing I happen to think of. Now, would you be so bold as to say who you would consider to be a Christian? Because I wouldn't, but Pete Hegseth, he does. And he said Mormons are not non-Christians, and they're un-American. So goodbye, Donnie and Marie.
Well, I think there's a lot of different things that you can dissect there, but it that would be a longer, much longer conversation. So much longer conversation. But
okay.
But I did like Donnie and Marie, rock and roll and country, little country and little rock. So
yes, but, right. Well, goodbye.
Hey, thank you very much, Kim. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right, so in studio is another Kimberly Deck. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
You doing okay?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good, good. I can always tell you've got that beautiful hair.
Well,
you have gorgeous hair. I'll share that with, but you're like, it's like the it's like a fire.
So, well,
yep.
Somebody complimented me, and I said, I had nothing to do with it.
No.
And B, As a little girl, I would have had anything but.
Yeah, it's funny. I've known a lot of people have red hair. My dad had auburn hair,
yeah.
And I believe my mom's dad had auburn. I never knew him. He passed away, but I believe that he had a tint of auburn hair as well. If I can remember one of the pictures that I saw, but. I hear that with the younger kid. It's like I've got two or three kids that are on the football team that are redheaded.
Yeah.
And I said, "Man, you got the greatest hair. I love your hair." And he goes, "I trade it for dark hair in a minute."
Yeah,
I don't like my hair." And I'm like, "Man, it's cool." But anyway, and most people that are not redhead like it. So
yeah.
But all right, let's talk redheads. Brunettes, blondes. You guys are equal opportunists.
You name it.
Creating homes for people that need homes. Well, you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We have got many opportunities here in Frankfort, and I guess kind of just a story. I was listening to a podcast and kind of segue here, a little story, but it was someone that was in an elevator. And she was there to interview some C-suite people.
Hmm.
And she was there at St. Jude. And she was on the elevator with a cook. And so it was obviously what the cook did. She had trays of food. And
right.
She asked her, she said, "So what do you do here at St. Jude?" And she goes, "Well, I cure cancer." And she goes, I kind of looked at her like, "Oh, okay, yeah, you cure cancer." And the lady said, "Well, without my meals, these people don't get the nourishment that they need," and
right.
So forth and so on. And she said, that really set with me that it takes everybody.
It's culture.
Yeah, and it's a mindset.
Yeah.
And, I think that's really important, and that's what we try to do at Habitat, that, everybody builds houses.
Yeah.
Whether you're in the family services department or you're in the development department, or you're actually in the construction department. We all build houses.
Well, and that's a culture that you have to create, because sometimes people they don't feel as the CEO, the executive, maybe gets the credit or maybe they get the glory, and a lot of times they don't see. But the culture is being able to really show people on the outside that it is a team effort and everybody is working diligently behind the scenes, and it doesn't matter who's the upfront person. It is what goes on behind the scenes that really gets the job done, by cooking the meals.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, and for us, a lot of times the backbone is our volunteers and our donors that really help us get across the finish line every time.
Yeah, I digress, but just a second to be reminded of the story of Lou Tice that shared a similar situation where he was a culture change guy. I mean, he would come into different factories and different leadership governmental situation, municipalities, and they would talk about creating a better culture. The culture was normally challenged, and they would come in and try to work with the folks. And But one of the things that he did before he even started his company, he decided to go visit like 25 companies that are known for their success, but also known for, if you would go ask any employee that this is, I would never work anywhere else. And that,
yeah. And what is that? Yeah, why? Yeah,
what is
why
that,
are
what
they
is
like
that secret
way?
Sauce?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That, and you've been here for 30 years. Why? I would never work anywhere else because it's the great. And so he did, he visited, and they all had the same thing in common. What you just shared, he had one notable one was in England. He went to England, and there was a very similar to what Johnson & Johnson would be here. They made bandages. They created, they made wraps and bandages for, you know, wounds and things.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he went down and he talked to the CEO, and he was in their office, and he said, I want to go talk to some of the people on the floor. He said, absolutely, we want you to do that. So you go in, and so he stopped this lady, and this lady is just folding these wraps. That's all she was doing. And he was looking at her and he was just folding. And he said, ma'am, I know this may sound a little crazy, but so what's your job here? And she looked at him. And she says, I'm relieving pain for many.
See?
And see, that culture mm-hmm. is that with ever. And she went on to say, she says, I look at this. I'm a mom and now a grandma. I was a mom. Now I'm a grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, every time I wrap this bandage, I think about how I want it to be easy for that mom or grandma or dad or uncle or whatever, whoever. I want it to be easy for them to access, and I want it to be something that is clean, and I want it to be what I would want to put on my child. And, you know, you start thinking about how that culture can really make an incredible difference in an organization, but it can also make a difference in a community.
Absolutely.
And you guys are doing that by building those homes that you just finished up on the ball. We just had a blessing that just recently.
We did, I believe it was last week.
Yep.
So that's our second home on Baldwin, or I guess our first home on Baldwin Court. And prior to that, we had one on John Street.
Yep.
So that's two families here in Frankfort that now have new homes to live in that are excited, and we have, you know, changed the trajectory of their futures.
Yeah, you get to see that. I mean, that's got to be a joy for you to be able to see
yeah.
how a family will light up when they get the news. Okay,
and hey. That's just it. I know, you people will mention that to us. When I say us, my colleagues, that, you know, what a joy and an amazing job that you guys get to do and see. And it is, it really is rewarding and fulfilling to get to take part in that for these families.
Yeah. So, but it's a process. I mean, you got to go through. So you're walking them through the journey each
Absolutely.
And every step. And if people just hang in there in the journey, the reward is really incredible.
Absolutely.
So take us through the journey.
So everyone is unique. And the process for each individual is unique. Not everyone qualifies for our program. And, you know, the main disclaimer that you have to be very, very low income to qualify for our housing, you do not. Actually, you know, you need to be 40 to 80% of the area median income. You know, so for Clinton County, for a family of four, you can make upwards of $75,000 and qualify for our program. And, you know, there's certain debt to income ratios and different things that will qualify you for the program. But there's an application process. And at the end of the day, you do have a mortgage. These homes are not given away.
Right.
So you do have, typically it's a 30-year mortgage that you'll make payments on your home.
But the good news is that is normally a much lower mortgage
mm-hmm.
than what it would be if you were in the market because of volunteer labor, so many supplies that were donated.
Mm-hmm.
So that does, but that money though that gets paid, I mean, there's a discount, but then that money goes right back into the program for the next house.
That's exactly right. And one of those avenues that you didn't mention is our Restore. So
yeah.
In Lafayette, we
right.
have a Restore. And for those of you that don't know what that is, I bought
some cabinets over there before many, many, many years ago.
Okay,
years ago.
It sits behind Sam's Club.
Yep.
in Lafayette, and there we have some items that are gently used and some items that are brand new that come to us from either a big box store or a different supplier. And those things are anything from patio furniture to flooring to lighting. Kirby Risk just brought 9 pallets of lighting fixtures to us. Showroom pieces that they took down and,
yeah.
You know, beautiful lighting pieces. Yeah. I mean,
they've been used maybe hanging in Lowe's or at Home Depot or whatever the case may be.
Yes, yeah, yes. And they were just the displays.
Right.
So they bring them to us and then we resell those.
That's a great point, because I think a lot of times people miss that opportunity, and really that's where a lot of your funding is recouped in all of these projects, is those that restore.
That is it. And likewise, the restore also on the other end, let's say you're moving or you bought something new for your home and the old, or you're downsizing and the chest freezer in your garage, you don't have a need for it anymore. Right. You can contact us, and if you're within our service area, we'll come pick it up for no cost or low cost for the to bring the truck out.
Yeah, I'll make a kind of a shameless plug here. We don't want junk. I mean that's another thing too. Yeah. I mean sometimes people say, "Oh yeah, well, I'll get rid of that to the Salvation Army or give that to the to the Habitat for Humanity." But if it's something that's still workable and it's decent, that's what we're looking for, right?
Absolutely.
I don't want people to get here's another outlet that I can just have you come get stuff out of my garage. That's not what this is about. It's got to be stuff that can be resold or used.
Correct. And oftentimes, once they contact the restore, they will set up an appointment with you, and they may ask you to send some pictures or that sort of thing.
Good.
So they can see what you're describing and how much space they'll need on the truck afternoon to come, or that morning to come make the pickup.
Right.
Or.
So you had the journey of getting folks to that point of, the blessing, getting mm-hmm. them the keys and really allowing them but there's an ongoing also. You continue to educate, it's not just the journey that stops with the keys and the blessing.
No.
There's a really ongoing programs, and because you want them to be successful, you want it to be sustainable. You want them, if they want to live in that home for 30 years, you want them to live in that home for 30 years.
Absolutely. We don't ever want to hear of a foreclosure or, taking back those keys from anybody. And we have, while they're new into the program within normally the first 12 months, typically, 18 months.
Yeah.
We have a partner family breakfast, and those first Saturdays of each month, we ask the family to come, and they can bring their children, and we have a breakfast, and we touch base with different areas that they may have never had an opportunity to be exposed to.
Okay.
And teach them different things. So we may have someone, a lawyer, come in and speak to them. We may have someone from an insurance area sector come talk to them. We may have someone from a trade, heating and cooling, initially you're not going to have problems, but when those things happen, this is what you should look for and what you should do. We have someone from the mortgage area come in and speak to them, like, hey, you're going to have this new house, and you'll get these letters and things, just like anybody else.
Right.
Don't refinance. Mm-hmm. You're never going to get lower than what you've got.
Right.
I shouldn't say never, but it's going to be pretty hard to get beat what you've got.
Right.
Those things to be leery of, and although, that cash right now offer that they may be receiving from that letter in the mail might be tempting.
Right.
We have to educate them that it's not a good deal long-term for them.
Right. And especially if they're going to stay in there long-term. And I think that's probably the great thing about this whole program, that it's not just a one and done, look, you got this build done and now see you later. it is that ongoing, because sustainability is success for you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, keeping those families in that home. It's not just a stat. It really is a life story that you guys are getting to share on a regular basis of how you've helped so many people. What's some of the, you know, is there one in a particular family, whatever, has been a long time in a home that maybe you're reminded of today, or an individual that's been a long time in a home that
there's a couple stories that come to mind. I know there was a young man and his daughter. They were in Greater Lafayette area, and when he began the program, he was so meek and shy, and there was the build that he was associated with was called our Apostle Build. And so there were different church groups that on Sundays would like, if he was available and his daughter, we would go to the churches and, you know, maybe have 5 minutes to speak.
Right.
And, you know, or maybe during their coffee and donuts, that type of thing. And they'd like to see the family present. And so we would go, and he and his daughter would come. And they were very grateful. It wasn't that they were not grateful, because they were, but he was so shy. And through the process, he got so much more confidence, and and his daughter as well. I mean, from the start of that program to the end, they were night and day different people.
Wow.
And it was just amazing to see the confidence that they gained. I think just with that pride.
And what you're doing there is you're not just putting a person in a nice home and creating that. You're creating a community member. You're you're creating somebody that's going to walk out into the community with some confidence enough to maybe volunteer, coach somewhere, volunteer somewhere, be on a board, whatever the case may be. So we're really creating community. It's not just about building the house.
I
know you guys all talk about, you know, a house becomes the home. That's one dynamic of it, but really it goes even beyond that, because that home now is part of a community.
Yes, and that neighborhood is you know, part of the
city.
And
they're tight. That neighborhood's tight.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I think in this individual's case, you know, where he may have felt, you know, never seen before,
right?
You know, he was like, wow, oh, hey, you know, maybe just walking with his head up, he realized people did notice him, you know, and that type of thing.
Well,
that was great.
It is a great thing, because it is a lot to do with what your, you know, your whole self-talk, how you think about yourself, how you think about, and then how that projects into what you think everybody else is thinking about you. That's why I tell people, you can't think about that. Work on yourself, and then everything else will take care of itself. If you're working in a way of becoming a better you, you know, trying to improve yourself, and then trying to be a better human being, for sure. But the thing that I love about Habitat for Humanity, it's a holistic approach to not just getting somebody off the streets or getting them a house. It's a holistic approach to really creating that community. And the Habitat, you know, communities that I have seen, they're pretty close knit, and, you know, they're barbecuing and they're grilling and they know each other, and they take pride in that.
Yes, you know, and that's what we've seen in the greater Lafayette area, and we're very hopeful that's going to happen here in Clinton County, and, you know, and that's our hope there on Baldwin Court with those six houses that are there,
yes.
And the other two lots that are at the end of John Street.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be, I think it's going to be incredible transformation. It already is. It already has transformed an area that could have easily gone.
If anybody hasn't had an opportunity to go there, they should go see that, because Tempest Home did a wonderful job helping us with that project, and the city of Frankfort with the utilities and whatnot. So we're very grateful.
What are some things you need? I mean, what are the things that that you guys are always looking for? I know we mentioned on the Restore that you could donate some things, but what are some things that your guys are always looking for as a nonprofit to continue the mission?
some of the areas that, you know, don't always come to mind for people when they think of Habitat for Humanity, but vacant lots. So if there's, you know, possibility that at some point, you know, in someone's estate, that there might be a, you know, we don't have to have acres and acres
right.
to build on.
You can do
we would turn that away, but that's not what we need. A small quarter lot in town is plenty. But those types of things, volunteerism is the backbone of what helps us do what we're able to do and maintain our costs. And so, you know,
do you feel like that's on the rise or is it in decline? Volunteerism. That's a good word that you're using there. It's a word that's a challenge because I'm not too sure in our present day culture we have that strong of volunteerism.
It's tricky. Some builds seem to be well attended with volunteers and others not as significantly attended, I guess, is the way I would say it. We'd always like to see more, but right now I guess I do see a bit of a decline. And we're actually currently looking at ways to improve that and how can we do it better. And in our model, I guess, of volunteerism, you know, when we approach different groups and organizations, our scale is on a smaller size,
right?
Which sometimes is great, but other times not so good. You know, right. Like we're looking at 10 people, and that's kind of where our cap starts,
right?
You know, and other organizations, oh yeah, you can come help us, and we'll take 30 people,
right?
Well, we can't really host that many people on a job site. Everybody's just tripping over each other, and right. then it becomes a, you know, then people are standing around and really not feeling like they were that they were productive.
Been on a lot of mission trips where that situation has happened, and you're like, oh boy, because we're gonna lose some of the folks for the next trip because if you don't keep them
engaged
and producing, they feel like, well, I'm really. Might as well just go.
Did they need me?
Yeah, did they need me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it for show or whatever the case may be? And so that's a great point because not every, like you said, you don't necessarily need, but there might be a men's group, a women's group. It could be a Bible study group. It could be a church group, you know, of 8 to 10 or 15 people that might just say, hey, Kim, we'd like to give a Saturday every once in a while.
Absolutely. And we would welcome that. In a heartbeat. And our volunteer schedule normally is Wednesday through Saturday, and that's 8:30 to 3:30. We usually break about an hour for lunch, and obviously you're a volunteer, so if you need to take a break, you'd take a break whenever you'd like.
Right.
To use power tools, you must be 18, and so for that reason, for insurance purposes, we require that our volunteers are 18 and older.
Sure. Absolutely, because you never know what you might get into. But it's something that you're not going to put anybody in an uncomfortable situation. I think everybody can paint. I think everybody could probably dig, you know. Mm-hmm. So a shovel and a paintbrush is probably more my cup of tea. But but if you are skilled, and that's one thing I think you're probably looking for too, is some skilled folks. Yeah. Especially anybody that's an electrician or plumber or something like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. But at this, you know, on the other side of that coin is, you know, there's no skills needed. We will teach you what it is we're working on for that day and go from there.
A lot of grunt work, but we need the grunts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it all has to get done. It all has to get done.
All right, Kim. So how do people get a hold of you as we close off the show? What's the best way to get a hold of you? And if they wanted to volunteer or if they maybe they're looking, maybe they want to find the journey. They want to start the journey on finding a home.
You bet. So most everything you're going to find is on our website, and that's www.lafayettehabitat.org. So that's www.lafayettehabitat.org. And any specific questions, you are welcome to email me, and that's kim@lafayettehabitat.org. And if there's specific questions about family services, so the application process, that would be best directed to Angie at Lafayette Habitat.
A good Clinton County girl there from Angie. Yep.
So, Angie Whitlock.
Yep, Angie Whitlock. So, all right, sister, you're doing the Lord's work. Keep
Thank
it
you.
Up. All
Thank
right.
You.
All right. We appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, no problem. Well, Kimberly Deck here with us today from Habitat for Humanity. And that I'm going to tell you, well, they're doing some amazing stuff here, not just in Frankfort, but in our region, Lafayette, all over, really all over the country and the world. You're an international group, correct?
Are.
You're an international
yes.
group. So all over the world, but especially here, you can see it. You can actually see what's happening. If you go out on John Street or Baldwin Court, which is on the northwest side of Frankfort, if you just want to go go down Kiger and hit John and go a little north, and you'll see all the places. It really is a amazing little neighborhood, and we're very thankful for it. Well, that's going to wrap it up for me for this week. Good Lord willing, I'll be back with you next week. Until then, a lot of football going on, but there's also a lot of rain out there. Be careful. Watch it. Keep an eye out for that. And school's back in session, so watch out for all the kiddos as well. Until then, be courageous and always stay obedient. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.